Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Sam Kennedy, Red Sox winter weekend at Fenway Park. I want to get into how desperate the Red Sox seem to be to get people in the doors this year. That was interesting. We're going to have it be sustainable. Yeah. We're going to be competitive every year. 90 wins, winning the division. No, I haven't heard Kennedy that out on the limb in a while, I don't think.
No, he was very surprised they were able to get Garrett Crochet.
Yeah,
he was shocked by that.
Didn't expect that.
Didn't see that one coming. So they added two front-of-the-line rotation guys, right?
Crochet and Walker Buehler.
Walker Buehler.
I guess we're putting him in that bucket, I guess we are.
And he says, like, they're good for the future. Okay, not to start off as a negative Nelson. How long is Garrett Crochet under team control for?
This year and next.
How long is Walker Buehler under contract for?
This year.
Okay. That's long term?
Well, yeah.
It's this season, basically.
Yeah, it's long. I mean, September's a long time away.
So we tried to get Juan Soto. Remember that? We tried to. We were in on Soto, didn't get him. And then we got these two pitchers for a year. It's like, I like Garrett Crochet a lot. I think Garrett Crochet is going to be good. It's all projection with him. Right there, it was, he hasn't thrown a ton for in his career at all. Walker Buehler has had some good seasons. I like him. I certainly do put them at the top of the rotation. And then you can put in Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford and Brian Bayo. I'm not holding out hope for Lucas Giolito, but whatever. If you want to include him, that's fine. They haven't added to the lineup at all. They haven't.
Not yet.
Not really. I'm trying to think. Like, there's nobody. The big acquisitions are their starts, which is good. It's a good place to start. I think you do increase your win total just from the outside, like, previewing the year. I think they're definitely a lot better. But, you know, being close to Juan Soto and then being rumored on some of these other guys that it doesn't appear like you're going to get is still, you haven't really invested that financial backing on any of the players yet.
No.
You know, Wallace Chapman's a one-year deal.
You're screwing over Jaron Duran out of $500,000.
You're fighting with Jaron Duran over $500,000.
So,
right?
Like, forget paying anybody in a big way like Juan Soto, $700 million. I thought they'd at least be in on somebody. And maybe they still will be. You know, maybe Bregman is a name that's still out there that they could go get. Although I heard Ken Rosenthal talking about this. And he's like, well, basically, the Red Sox are calling everybody's bluff. Giants aren't going to sign him. Tigers aren't going to sign him. So we're just going to say, you have nowhere else to go. You have to come to us, and we're going to try to get you on a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, means they want the deal. They don't want the player. They want the deal. And Garrett Crochet is a deal. They traded for him. They gave up real prospects.
Yeah.
But they're not paying any money.
No.
Walker Buehler, they're not paying any money. Aroldis Chapman, it's a one-year deal. And who even wanted him in the first place? So, yeah, I have an issue with that. But what I find interesting about Sam Kennedy, has he, and it'd be strong to call it a guarantee, but has he given you win totals and even talked about winning divisions? Has he talked about that recently?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
In fact, he's had to put out some of the fire, like the full throttle fire from a year ago.
So I wonder if they're feeling themselves a little bit. Okay. I don't know that I would advise them to do that, but I wonder if they are. And I'm going to hold them to it. Sam Kennedy said 90 wins. Sam Kennedy said win the division. Sam Kennedy said sustainable. Year in, year out, competing. No more last places.
Right.
No more missed postseasons. This is what you said.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
No. It's what you said, Sam. This is what you said.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
usually he's wagging the finger at you. Not guaranteeing wins.
I'm going to choose to flag these comments.
Sure.
We're going to remember them.
Uh-huh.
And if it's another last place finish, we're going to throw them back in your face. Because you told me it was sustainable, and you went out and you were going to win 90 games, and you were going to win a division.
And you can't tell us that the commitment's the same when you're not in on these big free agents, like really in. Like you tried to convince yourself that maybe Juan Soto was a real thing.
No, I was convinced.
It wasn't. Suzuki or Sasaki, the Japanese pitcher coming over, not a finalist.
No, they're not even a finalist for
a call on that.
They weren't in on Corbin Burns or Max Fried in a real way.
No. None of these guys. They apparently were interested in Blake Snell. He signed immediately somewhere else. So, yeah, the one-year deal guys,
sure.
Like they're getting those guys. But a commitment, you know, this all goes back to, it's funny, there was that Reddit AMA with Alex Speer, and we've referenced this a few times, where a Red Sox fan asked him, like, what kind of offseason do you predict for the Red Sox? What kind of contracts? And he's like, I think they'll give out a $100 million contract. That was sort of the takeaway. We know that Soto goes for over $700, sort of put it in perspective, and they haven't even given out a $100 million contract, right? Like, they've made, I don't even know if they've reached $100 million total. With all the guys.
Definitely not.
Because what's Buehler, 20?
21.
21. Chapman's like 10 point something. Okay, so they have not even approached 100 million yet.
The other bum-ass reliever that
oh, yeah, you guys forgot. Your guys
that Breslow brought up to you. Yeah, he's like, you don't even remember Justin Wilson. It's like, no, yeah, we tried to forget about him.
No, we don't.
Is that his name?
You think Breslow's going to come on with us again? I don't know if he loved that.
I
think he had the best time.
I don't think it was his favorite.
No.
But I don't know.
Like, guys, we got Crochet, right? We're like,
It was like one nice question.
Yeah, he's a good player. Now, what about the rest of your squad?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be happy to have him back on. I don't know that he'd be thrilled.
No,
about it.
Probably not. I don't even remember the name of that guy. Who the hell they were even talking about?
Was it Justin Wilson?
Wilson. I don't know.
Oh, you think of the volleyball.
I'm thinking of the ball from Castaway.
I think of the neighbor from Home Improvement.
You only saw his eyes.
That's who I was thinking of.
They got real creative by the end of that series on how to cover his face.
No, they did.
Yeah.
No, it was every week it was like a new challenge.
They're like, what is this? Look at where he is now. Look where he's hiding now.
The writers on that show.
Real smart.
They haven't, not even, I don't think they've even close to $100 million, Keith.
No, they haven't. Now, last year they were 81 wins, just adding Crochet and Walker Buehler, I feel like 90 is a bit of a ask. Like if they had one more bat, I feel like, you know what, not that bad of a expectation.
And so, look, and the name already passed by on who it was. Was it Guy in the 413? The name scrolled by real quick in the Twitch chat. But whatever, they said, would you rather he came out and said they're going to win 60 games? No, I find it noteworthy.
The bar real low.
I find it noteworthy when the team president comes out and says we're going to win 90 games in the division because I have not heard that for a few years.
He also wasn't asked.
No.
Right? Like, how many wins? And then, like, you're put on a weird, like a weird spot.
Season
like,
prediction.
No, he brought it up. Yeah.
That's true. He also, you'll hear another number in this one, Keith, that I'm gonna do my best not to focus on.
All right, what do you have?
But he already has moved the goalposts a little bit. Here was another question about the Red Sox and the rest of their offseason. He implies that he outright says they're not done.
Our job is to go out and win 95 games and win the American League East.
Stop.
We think we can do
stop,
that.
Stop,
more
stop,
wins.
Stop, stop, stop. So I said I'm not going to try to focus on it. But yeah, he's
now it's 95.
Goalpost moving.
Stop at 90. Maybe 85. 85 is an improvement from last year.
Just say you're going to make the playoffs.
Our
goal is to make the playoffs. I think we all would have been like, oh, good one.
Because like
now you're winning the division in 90 or 95 games.
He's mentioned the division a couple of times.
Yep.
Maybe I'm in the minority. As a fan, I don't care about the division. Make the playoffs and win the World Series.
I'd like it.
Yeah, but if you win the World Series as a wild card,
I wouldn't care at all. No, but I'm saying, but what would I'd feel good at the end of the regular season. I mean, the playoffs are the playoffs, but I'd feel good at the end of the regular season if they won the division.
No, it's a nice goal, but I just think it's the playoffs is all that matters.
And the division is worse, and maybe this is some of what they're sensing. The division's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yankees lost Juan Soto. The Orioles are worse. So, keep going, though. I'll try not to get hung up on that.
Our job is to go out and win 95 games and win the American League East. We think we can do that this year. We really do. And you have to have contributions from all over the roster. That's the focus. That's the job. It's been a frustrating 2022, 23, 24, probably no more frustrating than for John Henry and Tom Werner and Mike Gordon and yours truly and Alex Cora. We want to get back where we belong, and that's competitive in the American League East, winning that division, getting in the postseason. And I think where we are today, I think we have the opportunity to do that. Are we done in the offseason? No, we're not.
Oh, okay. How about that?
Now,
they got to get back to where they are. They're going to win divisions. Are they done? No, they're not.
But you can add another Wilson and be like, see, told you we're not done.
Fair.
It doesn't, you know, hopefully it's something bigger than that. Hopefully it's like a key piece to the lineup or like a righty bat or something along those lines. But you can kind of, you know.
Well, and again, it's frustrating because do you want to get better or do you just want a good deal? Because Arenado is their, last we heard, they wanted the Cardinals to eat more of that contract.
Yeah.
So you want.
Yeah, they want Bregman.
You want the deal, not the player. They're trying to wait out Bregman.
They're waiting out Bregman, and then they want the Cardinals to be like, fine, we'll pay more for
Bregman.
Arenado.
You don't have any options. Detroit's not going to throw the kind of money we're willing to throw at you. And Giants, same thing. Now, look, if they end up getting him, I guess it's good business, and I'll give them credit for it, and I'll be happy about it. But it just shows you're not doing whatever you can to get a player.
Yeah.
You are
still waiting for deals.
You're waiting for a deal,
really,
and that's bothered me about this offseason. They're definitely a better team than they were a year ago, but that still bothers me.
I still don't really get the Arenado thing. And I love him. Like, what an unbelievable career that he had. He's kind of washed. You put him at third base. Then where does Devers go? Then where does Casas go? Then where does Yoshida go? Like, Bregman, I would prefer to just play third base, but I think they already have announced he's going to play second. And so you have Bregman and Story up the middle, and then you kind of go from there. Marcelo Mayer, I guess, whenever he's ready. So Bregman makes more sense fit-wise. Arenado, I don't really get. Neither one. They'd both be an improvement, I guess. More so Bregman, but okay. It's not like Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
No.
Or something like that.
And if you need the Cardinals to eat a bunch of money, that's
what
just,
does that even say
you're
about
still
it? Yeah.
Not the Boston Red Sox that used to be. You're still not the bully on the block. You need the St. Louis Cardinals to eat money to take on one of their players?
Sky, please? Yeah.
Like, that's
they
sad.
They need Chaim Bloom to eat money.
Oh, that's right. Is he the head of that or no?
I didn't even think
or
about
Or is he
that.
Just like there?
I think maybe next year he takes over, but he is very much heavily involved.
I didn't think about that. Is there any reason? Isn't that a reason to make a trade with the Cardinals? I get like Chaim Bloom probably wants some
maybe.
Of his players. That makes sense. Why the Arenado? Oh, I didn't even think about that. Good observation by Nick. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe Chaim Bloom wants some of his guys because he loves all his prospects, as we know. And look, I'm fine with dealing with Chaim Bloom. He made sucky deals all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that. I didn't even think about that. One item here, and then we'll get to some of your phone calls, and we'll get back to Wild Card Weekend. What happened? A belated edition since we had an extra playoff game last night. We'll do that coming up about 15 minutes from now. More of your Patriots thoughts as well. Bill Belichick, potential interest in Dallas. Who could the Cowboys be hiring? 617-779-7937. This is from Ken Rosenthal going into the weekend.
All right.
Andy Hart told us about this column going into Fenway Fest, and I think it's just interesting to bring this up. Rosenthal wrote, Fenway Fest replaces the team's winter weekend in Western Massachusetts, where ownership was booed the past 2 years.
Yeah, it was a tough go for them.
Tickets, $85 for adults, $35 for children, with discounts of $75 and $30 for season ticket holders. Okay?
Nice deal.
So, and I've heard Chris and Ken talking about this, Ken and Curtis talking about this, where it's been cheaper tickets in the past, so the people who wanted to come in and boo and really let them have it, they would do that for a cheaper ticket, but this pricing tier is going to price some of those fans potentially out. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what I found interesting, though. It also includes a voucher for a 2025 Red Sox home game in April or May.
All right.
Once upon a time, Rosenthal writes, the Sox had no problem moving game tickets separately. So was it last year or 2 years ago where you could come in and buy something from Costco and like get a Red Sox ticket with
it? Yeah, they had weird deals. Yeah.
Or you show up to Fenway Fest. Yep. And you get a voucher for a Red Sox ticket in April or May. It just tells you they're having trouble getting Red Sox fans in the ballpark.
Correct.
It's easy to get Orioles fans.
Oh, they all show up. They love
Cubs fans when they come in. It's easier to get Yankees fans in there. They're having trouble getting Red Sox fans in the ballpark.
Yeah. And that's a big, I mean, the star power is a huge part of that. You know, Rafael Devers isn't that. He's not the guy that's going to sell tickets like a Mookie Betts would or like a Juan Soto would or an Aaron Judge. Like, he's not going to be the guy to do that. And so it starts with wins, too. Like, wins are important, and you want that combination of the star power with the wins. And right now, they're still not there. They're definitely better. Maybe Garrett Crochet will at least turn into that once-a-week guy, that appointment television, appointment radio guy like Pedro was or even Chris Sale was for a couple of seasons. Like, maybe Crochet can be that again.
Maybe. And hopefully
he is.
But yeah, they're going to need that for sure. And it tells you they're a little spooked that they're giving away tickets or a voucher anyway for tickets in April and May. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Sam Kennedy his comments were going to hold the Red Sox to a higher standard this offseason, despite not really spending any money.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach is up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hey, what do you got, Coach?
Hey, Adam, I do appreciate that you like me, think it's stupid that the Red Sox are nickel and diamond Jaron Duran. What I didn't appreciate is a couple of days ago you called him a quote-unquote fun player, and I would argue that last year he was probably the damn heart and soul of that baseball team. He's much, much more than a fun player. One more point.
Yeah.
I think the missing piece is Pete Alonso and his 45 home runs he would bring to that lineup. And lastly, I had the pleasure many, many times of seeing Roman Anthony in the minors. We're going to love him.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Very good. Thank you, Coach.
I'm in on playing the kids. Jones? I know you are. I like Pete Alonso as well. When I called him a fun player, I didn't mean he was like a nice little player to be dismissive. I don't think he's a leader, so I'll stand by that if that's what he's taking issue.
No, I don't think he's a leader, but I think like the way he plays, like that kind of thing. Like he played every day except for, you know, the incident there.
Yeah.
Played 160 games. He's a 20-20 guy. He's a good leadoff hitter.
I meant he's a fun player as a compliment. They don't have any fun players. There's nobody that you really want to watch that you're entertained by to tune in. He's the closest thing. When I said fun player, he's the closest thing to must-see TV, the thing we were just talking about with Crochet.
Yeah.
He's the closest thing they have to it. It's not Devers.
No.
No one tunes in and they go, oh, my God, Rafi Devers is a bat?
No.
Duran, he steals home. He, you know, is hitting the home runs in the All-Star game. Like, Duran is actually a fun player to watch. So that's what I meant by that. I didn't mean fun as dismissive.
No, not an insult.
Like, he's a guy to tune in and watch.
No, he's legit. He's really good. Pete Alonso, he mentioned, and this is a take that Nick has had, that he hit 53 home runs as a rookie. That was the juiced ball season,
yes,
right?
That was the year Christian Vasquez hit 23 home runs. He never hit double digits again.
Okay.
So the ball was wound by
catch strays here,
Vasquez out of this. Yeah. The ball was wound a little tight. No, but he is a power hitter, and you know, 2 years ago he hit 46. That's a monster season. This past year he hit 34. And if you're looking for like a big old righty stick, put it first base, I'd be in on Pete Alonso.
Alonso or Cassis, just in a vacuum.
Alonso.
Yeah, and then hopefully you get something for Cassis as well. If I'm moving Tristan Cassis, they need to be getting someone like that.
Because don't you hope aim higher than Arenado. Becomes Alonso?
Yes, 100%. Like, 100%. You know, probably with a higher average, but that kind of power and middle of the order presence, yeah. Matt's in Rhode Island on Sam Kennedy. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, I don't know if Sam Kennedy led off the winter weekend by telling everyone that he grew up less than a mile from Fenway Park, but that's kind of his go-to.
Has he ever said that before,
no.
Matt? I'd actually never heard that before. Yeah.
Never talks about it.
Yeah. But anyway, it's such a Ponzi scheme that they're running because the next carrot they're going to dangle is all the prospects. And, you know, they had the $700 million to spend, but now they don't spend anything. So it's just like, this is what it is right now, going 95 to 90 wins to probably 82 during spring training, just missing the wild card. But they just go sign Bregman, like just do it. And like you guys are just saying, like what's all the back and forth? Like, I don't get it. But
well, look, Matt, if they get him, I won't care that it took for. I didn't care that it took forever to sign JD Martinez. I didn't care about that.
Yeah, as long as the guy doesn't get off to like a really slow start, and you wonder if that like, impacted it. Like other than that, you won't even mind.
That's fair. And
you don't want to sign him like March 20th.
And I also don't care if John Henry spends $250 million, $150. Like I don't care. It's not my money. You're getting the player either way. In that scenario, so if they get him, I'll back off on this. But in the meantime, it underscores that. They weren't in love with Bregman. they're in love with the contract, and that they seem to operate that way too often for my taste. I'm okay with playing the kids. What I don't like is the excuse the last few years of, we're playing the kids, wait till all the kids get here. Just wait till these prospects get here.
Well, they should be ready.
And then you trade all the prospects.
Right.
For guys like Garrett Crochet, who I like, and I'm okay with that trade, but like that's another cheap guy. Are you ever going to spend money, or were you just selling us on the future of the prospects as a justification to not spend money in the meantime?
Because I don't know if like Roman Anthony or Christian Campbell is ready for opening day, but if they don't sign anybody else, it feels like they better be. Like that's right. How I view it, right? If you sign Bregman, you're like, all right, we can wait a little bit now on Campbell, or if you certainly Marcelo Mayer, because we assume Trevor Story will be healthy, at least for the start.
Vaughn Grissom or Christian Campbell?
Campbell. Oh my God, I don't want to see Vaughn Grissom again.
Me neither. And I know he's young-ish, fine.
I'm good.
I'd rather see a guy who people think is a legit generational prospect in the minor leagues. Roman Anthony is the top prospect, according to a lot of these outlets.
I would like to see him play.
So, like, him or Willier Abreu? I'm okay to flip Abreu for something else and play him.
If you can get something for Abreu, sure.
I'm okay to do that. And if it's not right away on opening day, you know, shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. 617-779-7937. You could jump in here. We'll get back into the NFL with all your Red Sox phone calls. Dallas has a vacancy. Could Bill be interested in the job? Who else could be in line to get the Dallas Cowboys head coaching jobs? Somebody that I've advocated for in the past. Sounds like he's in the mix there, so we'll get to it. And we'll get you a belated what happened with Wild Card Weekend in the NFL now that it's all wrapped up. That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. The Bruins look to make it back-to-back wins tonight when the Bees host the Tampa Bay Lightning. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. The Bruins have announced that they have recalled forward Matthew Patra and defenseman Michael Callahan from Providence. The Bees have placed forward Mark Kastelic and defenseman Charlie McAvoy on injured reserve and placed defenseman Hampus Lindholm on long-term IR. The Rams closed out wildcard round in the NFL playoffs with last night's 27-9 win over the Vikings. The divisional round will begin this Saturday, and you can hear the call of all NFL playoff games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Westwood One's coverage begins at 4 o'clock on Saturday. According to Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has spoken with Colorado head coach Deion Sanders about the team's head coach vacancy, and the discussions are expected to continue regarding the possibility of him becoming the next head coach in Dallas. And the Celtics will return to action tomorrow night when the season will be in Toronto to play the Raptors. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.